Yeah, and the hanging in the morning, said Charlie.
I was planning to miss that, said Rincewind. Now, if you'll just...
I, for one, hope he escapes, said Charlie.
I'm with you on that, said Rincewind. Heavy Boots walked past the door and stopped. He could hear distant voices.
They say he fought a dozen policemen, said Ron.
Three, said Rincewind. It was three, I heard. Someone told me. Not a dozen, three.
There, got to be more than three. Got to be a lot more than three for a bold bush ranger like that one. Renzo, they call him. I heard where this bloke arrived from Did You Bring a Beer Along and said Renzo sheared 100 sheep in 5 minutes.
Oh, I don't believe that, said Rincewind.
They say he's a wizard, but that can't be true, because you never catch one of them doing a proper job of work.
Well, in fact,
all right, but a bloke who works up at the jail says he's got this strange brown stuff, which gives him enormous strength.
It was only beer soup, shouted Rincewind. I mean, he added, that's what I heard.
Ron gave him a lopsided look.
You look a bit like a wizard, he said.
Someone knocked heavily on the door.
You're wearing those dresses they wear,
Ron went on, without taking his eyes off Rincewind.
Go and open the door, Sid.
Rincewind backed away, reached behind him to a table laden with knives, and found his fingers closing on a handle. Yes, he hated the idea of weapons. They always, always upped the ante, but they did impress people. The door opened, several men peered in, and one of them was the jailer.
That's him!
I warn you, I'm a desperate man, Rincewind said, bringing his hand around. Most of the cooks dived for cover.
That's a ladle, mate, said a watchman kindly, but bloody plucky all the same. Good on you. What do you think, Charlie? I reckon it's never going to be said that a bold larrikin like him was run to earth in a kitchen of mine, said Charlie.
He picked up a cleaver in one hand and the dish of peach Nelly in the other.
You nip out of the door, Rinso, and we'll talk to these policemen.
Suits us, said the watchman. It's not a proper last stand, just having a punch-up in a kitchen. We'll give you a count to 10, all right?
Once again, Rincewind felt that he hadn't been given the same script as everyone else.
You mean, you've got me cornered and you aren't going to arrest me, he said.
Well, it wouldn't look good in the ballad, would it, said the guard. You've got to think about these things.
He leaned on the doorway.
Now, there's the old post office in Groote Street. I reckon a man could hold out for 2, maybe 3 days there, no worries. Then you could run out, we shoot you full of arrows, you utter some famous last words, kids will be learning about you in school in 100 years' time, I'll bet. And look at yourself, will you?
He stepped forward, ignoring the deadly ladle, and prodded Rincewind's robe.
How many arrows is that going to stop, eh?
You're all mad.
Charlie shook his head.
Everyone likes a battler, mister. That's the Exian way. Go down fighting. That's the ticket.
We heard about you taking on that road gang, said the guard. Bloody good job. Man who'd do a job like that ain't going to be hanged. He's going to want to make a famous last stand.
The men had all entered the kitchen now. The doorway was clear.
Has anyone ever had a famous last run? Said Rincewind.
Nah. What's one of them?
Good day.
As he sped away along the darkened waterfront, he heard the shout behind him.
That's the ticket! We'll count to 10!
He glanced up as he ran and saw that the big sign over the brewery seemed to be dark. And then he realised that something was hopping along just behind him.
Oh, no, not you.
G'day,
said Scrappy, drawing level.
Look at the mess you've got me into.
Mess? You were going to be hanged. Now you're enjoying the healthy, fresh air in a God's own country.
And I'm going to be shot full of arrows.
So, you can dodge arrows. This place needs a hero. Champion shearer, road warrior, bush ranger, sheep stealer, horse rider. All you need now is to be good at some damn silly bat and ball game and no one's invented yet, and maybe build a few tall buildings with borrowed money. And you'd have a full house. They ain't going to kill you in a hurry.
That's not much comfort. Anyway, I didn't do any of that stuff. Well, I mean, I did, but
it's what people think that matters. Now they believe you waltz out of a locked cell. All I did doesn't matter. The number of jailers who want to shake you by the hand. Well, I reckon they wouldn't get around to hanging you by lunchtime.
Listen, you giant jumping rat. I've made it to the docks, okay? I can outrun them. I can lie low. I know how to stow away, throw up, get discovered, be thrown over the side, stay afloat for 2 days by clinging onto an old barrel and eating plankton sieved through my beard, carefully negotiate the treacherous coral reef surrounding an atoll, and survive by eating yams.